صرخوا بني إسرائيل ואני אברך. Thus you shall bless the children of Israel, and I will bless them. That's the end of my bar mitzvah parsha. No, the middle of it, parsha Naso. And in this reading, we talk about how Hashem says, you, the Kohanim, have a mitzvah to bless the Jewish people. And at the same time, I will bless them. So which is it? Is God blessing us, or are the Kohanim blessing us? Well, the Kohanim do have a mitzvah to bless, say the words, Rechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, and whatnot, etc., etc. But the Chinuch explains that at the end of the day, of course, Hashem is the one who's sending down the blessing. The Kohanim are the ones opening us up, reminding us to receive that blessing, to stand face to face to Hashem, so to speak, and to receive the blessing, the love, the joy that Hashem wants to send down to us. The question in life is how ready, how open are you to receive that light? And Birchat Kohanim, this halakha, this mitzvah, every day is there to remind us through that the itorut devtata, from the awakening from the above, from below, talya itorut deleila, is dependent the awakening from above, in the Kabbalistic terminology. In other words, God has put it upon us to open ourselves up, and in proportion to how much we open ourselves up for that blessing, we will receive that blessing. Perhaps this is one of the halachot which stands out the most when someone comes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, every single day, we do Birchat Kohanim. In Chutz La'aretz, most congregations only say Birchat Kohanim on high holidays, on special days. And the question is, why? Lechora, the minag, it doesn't make sense. It contradicts the halakha, which the Torah teaches us, that the Kohanim should bless the Jewish people. Why doesn't all of Chutz La'aretz act in accordance with what the minag of Eretz Yisrael? This is a question which has perplexed poskim over the centuries, with many different theories, and many are still perplexed. The Ramah, for example, in Siman 128, tries to explain that Birchat Kohanim has to be said with certain joy. And in Eretz Yisrael, you can access that joy on an everyday type of situation, whereas in Chutz La'aretz, it's only on special days that Simcha able to be accessed. A fascinating perspective. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, famously, it's told, tried to reinstitute the Birchat Kohanim. The story goes that when he did that, there was a fire which burned down his house. And so he realized that Hashem's Ratzon was that we should not change the Halacha, and that the Halacha and Chutzar should remain that only once in a while, only on high holidays do we say the Birchat Kohanim. Similar stories told about Chaim Nevi'ilajim. You could look at that as a kind of strange story, which why should story contradict halacha? But the way I look at it is that Hashem is involved in the halacha process. It's not just a bunch of rabbis using scientific, you know, Talmudic thought process to derive the halacha, but rather Hashem is always involved in that process and guiding us to where we need to go. And apparently, Hashem didn't want Birchat Kohanim to happen every day in Chutz La'aretz. Another good reason to move to the Holy Land. Get another mitzvah d'oraita every day. I'll add, in my own two cents, I always thought that the bracha HaBocher B'mo Yisrael, the Ahava, that the Kohanim bless us, that they must bless us with love. Perhaps that's the key to unlocking why in Eretz Yisrael we can say this every day. The bracha must be said with love. What's a bracha if it's not said with love? And here in Eretz Yisrael, there's more of an ability to feel the love, to feel the connectedness to each other, to Am Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we be blessed every day to have proper kavanah The Sefer HaChinuch writes that there's a mitzvah not just for the Kohanim to bless, but for every Israelite to receive that blessing every single day. So let's take that opportunity every morning to receive Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. Have a wonderful day.